Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. I am your host, Tony Ann, and with me this week, I've got Ariat. Michael may pop in and join us later, not sure, but say hello, Ariat. Right, well, for now, it is just the two of us, so let us jump right in. We've got a little bit of news. Should we start with the good news or the not so good news first?
We can start with not so good news first, because let's just
Okay.
get that out of the way.
Effective this week, Monday, June 26th, Days no longer has their own PR department. So the department in charge of releasing spoilers, of booking press interviews for the cast, no longer exists. That responsibility will now fall under Albert Alar, one of the co-executive producers, and one other producer on the show whose name I can't remember. I don't quite know what to make of this. What do you think?
I mean, I don't think Days' PR has been at their A game for a while. So to me, not entirely like mad about it. I do feel terrible for those who lost their like jobs. It's awful. But I don't see how it's gonna change the way they move on social media. However, I can see this being a headache when it comes to like interviews and
Yeah, I
likes.
don't know. Well, I don't even know if we're going to have as much social media content as we've been having because they've
Have we
really
had a
stepped.
lot?
I mean, we had special video tributes to Jon Aniston when he passed. The cast did tributes to Deidre Hall when she had her 5,000th episode. For all the holidays, we got special holiday messages from the cast. Like all the
That's
stuff that
true.
they've been putting on their YouTube channel and on their various social media platforms, that all falls under PR. And I don't know if that is going to continue.
I mean, if they still have someone in charge, it might.
Yes, but the person in charge of this now also is in charge of 700 other things. So they may do the things that need to get done, like releasing the promo and maybe spoilers, at least to Soap Opera Digest, if not to anybody else. But the bonus content may not be as frequent as it was when we actually had a department devoted to it.
I guess that makes sense. We'll have to wait and see how this will all work out, I guess.
Yeah. I am really intrigued too because a lot of the Days producers, and I know Ron for sure, and a couple of the different Days producers are very like anti-spoilers in general. So I'm going to be very interested to see if Days in fact stops releasing spoilers.
I mean, it could. The show is not enjoyable, so that's like overall is not good. But I feel like it would take away of knowing it in advance.
Yeah, if something pisses you off in advance and it keeps you from ruining something that's happening now, not having the spoilers like could be helpful. Plus, leaks are still going to happen anyway, so any like major big stuff we're all still going to find out because like leaks still happen.
Yeah.
But I'm very curious to see exactly what this means. And like I know when this news first came down, a lot of people were confused. I was one of them. A lot of people were like worried about what this means. But soaps have existed before social media. Spoilers weren't always as prevalent as they are now. So, Days can exist without those things because they have.
Yeah.
So, I am very curious to see if we even see a major difference or if this is just a mountain out of a molehill situation.
I'm hoping for the best.
Me too. But on to some good news and some news I was absolutely not expecting, but I am thrilled for. Sal Stowers returns as Lonnie. Lonnie is free and back in Salem just in time for Eli and Lonnie's third wedding anniversary.
I am super excited to see her back. Oh my God,
Literally, I saw the news, and the first thing I said was, "Oh my God." The second thing I said was, "Oh my God, where's Arya?"
I was freaking out. And I love, like, everyone keeps tagging me. Thank you so much for that. Like, tagging or DMing or tweeting. And I'm like, that's so sweet. I am super excited. I did not see it coming.
Me either.
Because I was like, okay, we're getting Eli. I can work with that. Like, I want a Lonnie back, but I'm not gonna get it. That's what I thought. And I was like, sure, I can work with this, and hopefully maybe we'll get a Christmas reunion. But apparently Lonnie's back. And it shocked me because at the time Sal was booked and busy. She still is working
And
at
she went radio silent on social media, so we had no idea what she was doing.
Yeah. She's been booked and busy working on a Tyler Perry show. I think we can see it. We figure it's the Tyler Perry show. We're not sure which one. She's been booked and busy since November, so we were like, okay, but she's doing what she is, like, busy, so she's not gonna come back the days. But she did say, like, back in June last year, that she would always, like, this is Lonnie is her girl. Like, if she ever missed her, she would pick up the phone and call Albert. Like, so I was just shocked because I did not see it coming. Because I kept thinking, like, yeah, Sal is booked, she's busy, she's working nonstop, she's not gonna come back anytime soon. And they were like, Sal Stowers returns as Lonnie. Like, what? Okay.
And when we first got the news, I just assumed that we were going to see a prison phone call with Eli and Lonnie, knowing that spoilers indicate that Abe is going to be presumed dead. So I just thought we were going to see a prison phone call so that Lonnie gets the notification. Cut to the daytime royalty spoilers coming out, and she's legit in Salem, and they're celebrating their anniversary, and she's actually like home in Salem on Independence Day. Like, that's. I
That
was
on
so shocked.
same.
And this is a case of like, I love that she hasn't been on social media. I love that they were able to keep this a secret until right before it happened, because we needed some good news in the Days community, especially coming off the PR thing.
Yeah, the whole fandom.
And Days Twitter was alive again.
Yeah, wow, everyone, not everyone, but like a lot of people were excited. Like, I saw my timeline kept popping off, and not just the Lonnie fans, but like fans of the show. And that made me very happy to see.
Like it got everybody happy again. We were unified for something good instead of dragging something terrible.
Yeah. And it's been a while. Like I said, I'm not in the fandom the way I used to be. Not Ilani fandom, of course. I'm always going to be in the fan that fandom. I'm talking about the Days fandom as a whole. Haven't been as invested for reasons we've all seen and talked about. But, like, just seeing my timeline, it's
It's
the
the most
most
active
hyped
it's
I've seen.
been
Yeah, it's mo most hyped I've seen it be since maybe Dick
since
Van
the Dick
Dyke.
Van Dyke news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone's happy. I'm excited. I cannot wait.
And the fact that the news came out and we don't have to wait 6 months for it to air.
I love that. Because
Like,
this was taped 6 months ago.
this was taped 6 months ago. We had no idea it was happening. And so now we got notified like 2 weeks before it airs. I love that for us.
Same.
Shall we head into our headlines?
Let's get through this.
All right. First things first, Alex begins working at Basic Black. His first act of business is to bring over the client that passed on Titan. This angers Maggie, and she retaliates by hiring Chad. I don't know where the fuck Maggie Horton went, but I want her back.
This is not it.
This is not it. I don't like this. Maggie is being a spiteful, vengeful bitch for absolutely no reason. She is letting all of the power go to her head. She has no idea who the fuck she married. Like, this is all just very frustrating and annoying and out of character, and made even worse because she is treating Alex like he is the worst thing in the world. And Xander is right fucking there, and that's her best friend.
She's acting like an immature child, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, I like Maggie, but Lord, she was testing me this week.
Because it
It
wasn't
makes no
Maggie.
sense.
Maggie doesn't go up to a person and start rubbing shit in their face just to get a reaction out of them. If Alex had told her to go fuck herself, he would have been very well
And
intent,
justified.
he would have been well within his right to do so.
And like, this is, people pointed this out on Twitter. It would be make way more sense if Kate was the CEO or like running Titan. Because
And
this ain't
honestly,
it.
this would have this behavior turn with Maggie, and I said this on Twitter as well, would have made way more sense if it was directed at Xander.
Yeah.
So picture it. She asks Xander to join Titan. He agrees. Cut to, she decides to go to Chicago on biz to visit Sarah. Finds out Sarah's pregnant. Finds out that Sarah doesn't want Xander to know, and then you have Maggie's anger because Sarah is staying away from Salem specifically to hide the baby from Xander. So then you have Maggie being angry at the fact that she's missing out on the experience of her grandchild because of everything that Xander did. So she comes home and she starts acting like a bitch to Xander and picking apart everything that he does.
That would have made.
That would make complete and total sense. But having her do it with Alex, when Alex has done nothing worse than any other Kyriakis has ever done, makes no sense. And when she's like, Victor would
This
feel
is child's
betrayed.
play in comparison with like every Kyriakis men have done.
Exactly. Like the worst thing, I'm like, okay, Alex is a man whore,
Yeah,
okay? And
he is trash, but
listen,
when
with
it comes
what, like,
to
as
business,
long as he's not getting his dick wet on company time, what does it matter?
like when it comes to the business, I don't think he's done anything. Like, I don't think he's made any move that hasn't made sense, and
No.
yet.
Listen, did she not necessarily agree with him wanting to go after the three prisms? Maybe not. Was it a smart play and something Victor would do? Absolutely.
I just want her, like, I know they're trying to figure out something to do, and it's with, of course, Victor's impending passing.
I do wonder if all
They're
of this
trying
was
to.
supposed to be Victor. And then John died, but everything was written.
I mean, it could be, but he hasn't been working prior to that. He hadn't been working.
No, but he was supposed to. Like, there were supposed to be scenes with him and Sean during the whole Beau thing. So I'm wondering if they had stuff written for Victor and Victor was supposed to work, and then John died and couldn't, so they just kind of did quick rewrites and pivoted Maggie into that role.
I mean, it's definitely possible, but they should have like not done it at all, because it's not benefiting the character, and it makes no sense for her either. Like, I would prefer seeing Kate in the role instead, because
I
she is the
do
type of
want.
person to do this kind of thing.
I do like the idea of the Kyriakis family kind of being splintered at the time of Victor's passing, and Victor's passing either uniting them back together or splintering them further apart. I just don't necessarily like the path we took to get there.
Same. She really annoyed me this week, and I'm not his biggest fan, but I liked seeing Brady kind of stand up for Alex, sorry.
Yeah, that was, that was nice.
It really
And
was.
he did it in a respectful way because he still loves Maggie, but Maggie was wrong.
She
Full
was.
stop.
She really was. And
And
I.
the only reason she hired Chad is specifically to get at Alex because she knows about Alex and Chad's history.
That was so bad. The whole thing just annoyed me because she is acting like a brat. I'm sorry. I know when Mike listens to this, he's gonna flip, but it's
Oh,
the truth.
Michael is calling us every name in the book and then some as he's
But
listening to this in his car on his way to work. But every word we're saying is true.
I mean, she's not wrong that Chad has the business sense. He knows what he's doing, but so does Alex.
And if she thinks that Victor would be okay with a Demara being second in command at his company, she does not know who the fuck she married. And if she thinks that he wouldn't be at least a little bit proud of the move that Alex made, again, she does not know who the fuck she married.
Exactly. It's so infuriating. And this,
Because
please.
it's not Maggie. This is not the character we've known and loved for decades now.
It's
Do you have
really
any?
not. No, I don't have much to say, honestly, because this is just kind of like
Yeah,
that, like breathe in,
yeah.
breathe out, the next story.
I think I'm going to flip the order and save the best for last.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. We are going to pivot to Bonnie and Justin have a hard time keeping Sarah secret as Xander tries to figure out what has Bonnie acting so weird. I didn't need Bonnie inserted into this story. This easily could have been Maggie, as we said earlier. However, I do kind of like seeing Xander with a brain in his head and like 5 seconds from putting it together.
Yeah, I actually don't mind Bonnie in this story.
It
Cause
just feels random.
I mean it kind of makes sense because she her granddaughter and her daughter are in Chicago. They were staying together, right?
Yeah,
Her
no, that totally makes sense, but it would also make like it just feels weird to have Bonnie there in place of Maggie.
But she was there to visit Emily. So it makes
Oh no,
sense.
her being there makes complete
Does
sense. I just
Maggie
wish
know
that
she's staying with Rex?
no, but Maggie could have gone to Chicago to surprise Sarah and gotten her surprise all on her own.
True. But I guess I get what you're saying. It's
I mean,
random.
it's random, but a lot of the things they do with Bonnie and Justin are random, but I don't altogether hate it. And Xander is about 5 seconds from figuring out the
Oh,
truth.
he's about to find out soon after, like he and Chloe sleep together. That's typical. So,
Oh, speaking of, can we also, while we're here, talk about that montage that aired on, was it Thursday?
yeah, Thursday's episode. I
That,
liked
like,
it.
I liked it. And okay, one, the song didn't suck, which is a step up from montage's past, but it felt so classic soap and classic days. You have all of these people mishmashed and mixed, with all of the wrong people, but you're thinking about the person you're supposed to be with. Like, it is soap 101 and it worked.
So Alex is supposed to be with Stephanie. I mean, I don't like Stephanie and Chad,
I feel
so
like that's where it's pivoting to. And honestly, I'm kind of okay with it
I
in a
don't like this
weird
version
way.
of Stephanie. I've tried and I've tried and I've tried. She's terrible.
Like, I don't, but
It's
specifically,
not
what really,
specifically the writing. The
yeah,
actress
but.
is okay. I've seen better, but she's not terrible. So she's doing whatever she can.
But what really
The
worked
writing
for
is
me
terrible.
in this montage was, Sarah thinking about Xander, Xander thinking about Sarah, Chloe thinking about Brady. Like that all worked for me.
Yeah, I can see how it worked for you. I'm personally not a fan of any couples that were shown in the montage, but I enjoy the montage itself because I'm a sucker
But
for those.
like, yeah, and it was done well. It felt like it had a purpose. They did the thing where one half of a couple is thinking about a specific scene in their past, and then the other half picks it up and continues it. Like it all just it worked. And it you even if you don't necessarily have major feelings for any of the pairings involved, you can still be drawn in because it's something that's based in feeling itself. It's not necessarily based on plot. It's emotion driven. You
Yeah.
can feel that these people want to be with other people, but they can't be, so they're settling with who they're with.
Yeah. I enjoyed it for what it was,
Also,
honestly.
good for Rex for not like settling and being Sarah's rebound. I was very proud of him in that moment.
Same. Wait,
But
hold
how?
on. I don't think that's it for the storyline. I had something else too. I mean, I kind of do feel like this is karma for Bonnie because she has done a lot of shady things, but this is not really her place or Justin's place to tell. However, it's kind of not fair to have put this on them.
Yeah.
So Sarah has a responsibility to tell Xander, and I get why she wouldn't want to do it, like, because what he's done and who Xander is, and let's not forget he switched her baby, her dead baby, with Kristen and Brady. So, like, there's a lot of history there, but they're also not playing this pregnancy story right for me to care about this pregnancy.
I'll be honest, I'm okay that we're not seeing a majority of Sarah's pregnancy on screen because the little bit we got of her pregnancy the last time was enough to last me 10 lifetimes.
You're never gonna let that go, and I get it. But I'm just saying, like, it's if you're gonna play that story and play the, I guess, the angst, I don't know, they're not even interacting, but you guess what I'm saying. You have to play that story. You have
Yeah.
to have that air more. I don't care for it. I don't want it to air more because I cannot
It
stand.
is going to air more because I do believe that
Sarah's returning soon.
Sarah's returning with Rex and they're going to be on screen, I think through November, I read somewhere that Kyle said. So
Please help me,
it's
soap Jesus. Anyway, yeah, I just need them to. I don't know what I need, but I don't think this is working. They need to kind of move it along a bit, but I
like
guess
I'm okay.
they're waiting for Sarah to return.
And I don't know what's going to bring her home other than maybe Victor dying.
Yeah, that's in 2 months.
I mean, at this point, it's basically in a month because we're practically in July.
True.
So, and I don't see her staying in Chicago when her mother's husband dies. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not. That would be
Yeah.
weird.
Yeah. She's not gonna stay put in Chicago when her mother is going through a loss and is suffering and being like grieving her husband, so no. But yeah, I'm ready for this story to move along. And that will get somewhere. But yeah, I just don't think Bonnie should have all this. She should be carrying around this secret. It's not her place to tell. It's not Justin's place to tell. And I get his point of view, like him saying, I cannot keep this secret.
And I love the fact that they brought up everything he went through when Alex was a baby.
Yeah, that makes
Because
sense.
I loved that as a viewer who saw that in the recent past. It was really kind of cool that they brought that up, because not only did he not know that Alex was his until right after he was born, he also spent a year believing that Alex was dead.
Oh no.
Yeah, like there was a, like when Alex was a baby, for like a major like that a majority of that first year of his life, he believed that Alex was dead and didn't get him back until right before Justin and Adrian left town in the 90s.
Oh wow.
Yeah, like he believed that Angelica and Alex perished in a plane crash, and literally grieved his son for almost a year, and then a year later, Angelica brought him home, literally delivered the child on the doorstep of the Kyriakis mansion, and then said, "You can be a better parent to him than I can right now. Please take care of my baby," and left.
That's
And
messed up.
then a few months later, Justin and Adrian left town.
Well, wow.
Yeah. Like, it was crazy. They were getting ready to adopt the twins, Joey and Victor. Then a Alex reappears back in their lives, and then she finds out she's pregnant with Sunny. So they literally became a parent of four all at once.
Oh my God.
It was nuts. But it was such a cool little like history nod that I
I
kind
love
of
it
totally understand.
when they do that, like do things that make sense.
Yeah. But I
Let's
think
move
that's
along.
bas yeah, I think that's basically it. Now we can kind of save the best parts of
Yay.
the week for last. Eli, Theo, and Olivia come home to support Paulina and help find Abe. As the family rallies around Paulina, Abe is beginning to ask questions Whitley cannot answer. She hires someone to impersonate Theo to put his mind at ease. Where do we want to jump into all of this?
I mean, we can start with Monday, I guess.
I guess the Juneteenth of it all. Which I actually loved having that entire episode focus on them. It felt really good. It felt like the best days has been in a long time.
It did.
And the Juneteenth aspect of it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It felt a bit more organic. I still need to see this kind of energy for Black characters every single day, like throughout the entire year, you know?
Yeah.
But I did think it felt more organic, and I didn't mind those scenes with Chad and Theo were really heartfelt and
Oh, that was
good.
so good. And Theo actually gets to remember who his family is this time. That's not just Abe. He got scenes with Chad. He went looking for EJ and had scenes with Megan.
Yeah. So
Like this.
they're spreading his interactions out with family members, and I like that. And I
This
also
is the most this is the most Theo has felt in a long time.
And he had chemistry with everyone.
He did. Hello, Michael. How are you?
So, Michael,
I'm alive.
we're just starting to talk about the main story of the week,
Yeah,
and
I
which
flipped
was
things. The Eli, Theo, and Abe stuff. I flipped it so that that's the last thing that we talk about. Do you want to touch on either of the two other headlines before we really dive into this last one?
Well, let me look at the outline because, yeah.
No, that's fine, because we did drag your girl pretty hard, so we want to give you a chance to defend her should you
Oh, y'all
want
was
to.
talking shit about Aunt Maggie. See, now I'm gonna have to drag y'all. Okay, first things first. Look, I get it. This ain't Aunt Maggie. I get it. But guess what? Much like the off-air conversation y'all had about Portia, where y'all understood that she was wrong, y'all just didn't care. This is my turn to use that token. Because, darlings, I don't care. Aunt Maggie served cunt, and I thoroughly enjoyed this. Aunt Maggie said, "I used to deliver donuts, but now I deliver beef, bitch." And I just, it pleased me. Not only that, I'm at a point where Nick is with Alex. I don't care about him anymore. The only time I cared about him is when I thought he was going to take little sweetness away from hell. That is her relationship.
That may not be off the table. I mean, he did have a pretty lengthy flashback during that montage the other
I
day.
forgot how hot those scenes were. My goodness. Okay. Bonnie and Justin are having a hard time keeping Sarah's secret. Okay. With that one, I'm enjoying seeing Bonnie and Justin. But they could have been left out of this.
Yeah, that's basically.
Honestly.
I wish it was Maggie, and I wish that Maggie was throwing all of her beef at Xander instead of at Alex.
I can accept whatever Aunt Maggie is throwing the beef, honestly. And did y'all see that pink suit? That suit was bad as hell.
It's only Marlena's suits you have a problem with.
If they look nice, I rock with a suit all the live long day. It's when you start repeating suits and making them old lady suits. Aunt Maggie's was an old lady suit, but it said, "Let's make it 2023." It looked very nice, and I enjoyed that. But yeah, Bonnie and Justin hiding the secret. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not really needed per se.
Yeah,
They could have
like I
used
said,
Bonnie and Justin somewhere else.
the only thing I really enjoyed about it was Justin bringing up his history with Alex and how he's been where Xander is, so he doesn't really want to put Xander in that position. I like that.
It makes sense for him.
But Chicago is only like 45 minutes away from Salem, so she doesn't have long for the secret to be out.
Yeah. Plus, Sarah looks like she's about to pop. Whether she actually is about to pop, or that's just the day's wardrobe department not knowing how to accurately portray a pregnancy,
Well, I
is
have a
anybody's
feeling
guess.
Sarah's going to feel guilty once she actually has the baby.
Yeah, she might. I do also wonder if the baby is going to have something that will require Xander to learn he has a child. Ron was writing General Hospital during the baby switch, where they made Sam's child have a particular condition called, I think it was beta thalassemia, which is something you have if you're of Greek descent. And it's some kind of genetic disorder. I'm not really sure what it does, but I do kind of wonder if they will do something similar to that with Sarah and Xander's baby in order to facilitate the paternity reveal.
Honestly, truly, I think they would do that for Eric Cole's baby before they do it for Zara's baby. Because you got to realize we're still up in the air about that paternity mess.
That's true. At least with this one, we know who the father is. It's just a matter of letting the father know who the father is.
Yeah. But we can go on with the E Eli Theo and Olivia thing. Okay, don't shoot me. Don't
Okay.
shoot me. I enjoyed everyone being back. I enjoyed the interactions, but this story is hot, Duke. It is terrible. It is not good. I'm not enjoying this.
And that's fair, honestly, because like we all have our stories we enjoy and do not enjoy. Like, for instance, I'm not feeling the majority of the show, but I'm enjoying this. So that happens.
It's like I'm enjoying the interactions, I'm enjoying the dialogue, I'm enjoying the flashbacks and everything, but it's just like this story is hot, Duke.
Well, we were just talking.
I think what's probably taking you out of it is we don't know why it's happening.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm gonna be completely honest. I was out of it when it started because it comes off of that terrible ass Colin story.
Yeah, I can see why that would have taken you out.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about the Juneteenth of it all. How did you feel they handled it on Monday and Tuesday's episode? I think it
Okay.
was both.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
That was
It
basically
was.
my consensus too.
It wasn't full blown after school special, but it was, if that makes sense. It wasn't in your face, but it was in your face.
Yeah.
The only way I that they can possibly not make this look like a big ass stunt is having more black people on the campus for a long time.
Yes.
I had said the same thing.
I just feel like if they continue having black people on up front and center and on the canvas, these Juneteenth episodes wouldn't look like a stunt.
I agree.
If they slide the black people back to the back room after that big, beautiful Juneteenth speech and everything, it was a stunt. And now y'all have zero credibility. Well, y'all already have zero credibility, but now you're going to enter the negatives of your credibility when it comes to black characters and your black viewers.
And honestly, I was expecting way worse with the Juneteenth of it all having. I just the only thing I wish is that instead of seeing Theo's rehearsal of the speech, is we actually
Actually seeing the speech, yeah.
saw Theo standing in the middle of the town square giving the speech and then seeing everybody in Salem watching it.
Yeah. That would have been great, honestly. 'Cause I agree, it didn't feel like it didn't it felt organic, like I told Tony before, it felt organic. But I also said like what you said, Michael, 'cause if they do this every year and have all of the black characters gone the rest of the year and have them have like one or two big stories a year, that's not the
Or if
like
the
you're
stories they give them are have offensive tones to them.
yeah. So like there would be no point of doing this if you're disrespecting them on a regular basis, which we've seen they do recently and the years prior. So if they're gonna keep this up, don't disrespect the black characters and the actors and the audience. But I did feel like it did come across as more organic, and I enjoy the interactions. I enjoy them talking. Like it was good. But I'm with Michael in this one.
Now, what did you think of getting the actor who played little Theo to play the Theo impersonator?
Wild. Oh, Lord.
Again, had this not been a terrible story, I would have enjoyed that.
Okay, I'm gonna shrug this off as it's probably been a while and he's supposed to be this way, but I was enjoying the interaction, but the acting felt a bit off.
I think it was
It was
supposed
supposed
to
to be
feel
that
off.
way.
Like
Yeah.
he's nervous because it's very clear he doesn't want to do this.
Yeah.
And they also have to play a different dynamic where they're not the father and son dynamic they had all those years ago. So I think those were intentional choices.
Yeah, I think so too. But he did not want to do this. And it kind of messed with my mind because I was like, Theo, oh wait, Jerry. No,
And
it
it
was.
didn't help that Theo and Jerry have very similar hair styles currently. Like, for some reason, I was expecting the Theo impersonator to have, like, I think because I had seen so many pictures of Terrell with like different colored hair in the last few years that I wasn't expecting it to just be, I was expecting it to be like blonde or blue or some random color so that when he came in with a style similar to Theo's and the black hair, and then he already has a similar look to current Theo anyway. It was all just very trippy.
For me, it was just mind like it messed with my mind seeing both of them on the same episode because I was like, but they're
Wait
both
till
Theo.
they share the screen next week.
It's gonna mess with my mind.
Did
Oh,
anybody want the flashback that Abe had to be of little Theo?
I wanted that.
I
But
wanted that so badly.
then he had the flashback of like when he mentioned when Jerry mentioned bringing a cane to Abe, and he snapped back to like the
Oh,
Paulina
that's
Abe
what the
wedding.
trigger was? Oh,
Yes.
I totally didn't pick up on that.
He was like, it looks like you're having a trouble getting up. Should I get a cane for you or something like that? Like, take my my quote with a grain of salt, because that's not the exact quote. But he mentioned a cane. And he was like, wait a minute. And then he flashed back to actual Theo giving him a cane for the wedding, the first wedding. And that's gonna be something that we'll see more about, more of the next week.
I
Because
also
I
love
think it's
that Eli
Monday.
came in and like started asking all the questions and
Yes. And his,
like I love it
let's
so
just
much.
talk about who, the way he showed up. Like he just popped up in the Horton house, and
It's like it was literally like he was coming home.
he is home. And it's so great to see.
And just to see him in the Horton dining room, like there's so much legacy in that room that it just made me so happy to see him there.
Yeah. And yeah, oh my God, Doug's reaction when he came
When
in.
he said grandson,
The cat
I.
said, Eli. And I was like,
Oh my
Doug is
God.
me. I am Doug. Because, oh my God, he's so adorable. I
That
love
was
that.
so good. Only thing missing was the twins.
Yes. And they kept asking about them. He was like, no, they're with Val. But yeah, it was so sweet to see him back. What else did we have aside? Oh, yeah.
Even,
The
Eli with Rafe talking about Jada.
when he said, like, what was it? Eli's so he
We
brings
never
such a
held
fresh,
hands.
yeah, he was like, we've had intense days investigating stuff, and like things have got intense, but we've never held hands. I was like, sir, you are a
Also,
menace.
you know what I wanted him to say? He's like, I wanted him to say something along the lines of, "Sir, we've been here before. I remember when you had an obsession over a stuffed bear. I can tell when you're in love with a woman," or something like that. Because remember, like Eli was always the one who had to listen to all the Duke the Bear shit when he was obsessed with Nicole.
Yep. He always have to listen to Rafe's current dilemma. And he always comes through with something funny to say about it. Oh, well, I love Eli. He just brings a new fresh air to the show. He's fun to watch. This is who should have been leading on the show. Like, this was your male lead. Anyway, I'm not gonna
Does
go into a
anybody else
rant.
think that Theo's going to be the one who ultimately finds Abe?
I hope so.
I don't know. He had one interaction with Whitley, and his spidey senses were going
Someone
off.
mentioned, didn't Theo have like sixth sense?
Yeah, he did all the time when he was little. And
I want that back.
they've never really played into it much as an adult. Now would be the perfect time.
What
Listen,
triggered it for him as a kid?
you know what else I need too? I need him just to have a moment.
He is Celeste's grandkid. Come on, that is in his DNA.
Oh my God, I just gave myself chills because I had a thought. Imagine this. So we know that Abe's being presumed dead next week, right?
Yeah.
What if in like a moment of sadness, he goes, I know Dad's still out there. And you just have him look up and you go, and he just looks up at the sky. He goes, "Come on, Mom, help me find Dad." Just something like that. Just like a little call out to Lexi.
Oh, that would be good.
I would start crying immediately.
I would love something like that, or him just getting his sixth sense back. I don't
Oh,
know.
Michael, while you're here, Body and Soul is going to be continuing on July 4th.
I love winning.
I thought you would like that. I happen to see because the spoiler I saw was Abe is forced to watch is unfortunately forced to continue watching a soap opera or something like that. which I thought was hilariously worded.
I'm going back a bit to Eli, when he came over to Paulina's place, and Paulina was he was like, "I have something for Lonnie," and he gave her a kiss on the cheek, and then, and Big Mama was like, "I want some of that too," and he was like, "Of course, I'm gonna give you a kiss, Big Mama." Oh, that was so cute.
Oh my
Everyone
God, that
loves
was so
themselves
cute.
some
Can we
Eli,
also talk about the other standout Eli moment
which was.
with Julie and Gabby and Stefan?
Of course, of course. I was like, wait a minute. I was thinking about that.
When they actually, first of all, the fact that they brought up that Gabby made Lonnie go on her knees, I was not expecting that at all. And the fact that Eli was actually able to say, especially a black woman, and that they kept it in, whether it was written or ad-libbed, I don't know. But I loved that whole scene.
I'm glad they kept it in. I felt like it's a few years too late, but I'm glad it was said, because she did all of that, and they never fully addressed it. They have mentioned it. Lonnie had mentioned it to Eli back in 2020, and you know, he was going through it because of the whole Lonnie dumping him and him not knowing why and all of that stuff. And then it was mentioned to Gabby, but no one ever put her on the spot for it. And
It
I'm
was
glad they did.
such an interesting moment.
Like, she has had it coming for years. Because you're having a black woman on her knees begging for a racist woman, like, for you to donate your husband's heart to a racist woman. Like, do you not see how racist that is itself? Not just Gabby, but the show. But now that we're talking about Gabby, like, she did something equally bad and
Yeah.
something that was very degrading to Lonnie. And yes, Gabby deserved every bit of that. And I did see people call out, which they're justified. They called out that Julie was present for it. And they're not wrong. Julie has said some racist things and done some racist things. And they said, like, Eli saying that in front of Julie, but Eli has had a conversation with Julie about this.
But yeah, it was actually one of my standout moments of the week for
Yeah,
me.
I'm very glad he put her on the spot. What do you think, Michael?
I mean, I like them calling out Stefan and Gabby, but I even loved how Stefan and Gabby just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I love that too, because that also reminded me of who they are.
Yes.
Because let's be clear, Gabby shouldn't have shit for Julie.
I mean, Gabby and Julie should always hate each other, and Gabby is
Yeah.
very justified in not liking Julie for, like, the reasons that have been stated before. She has said and done racist remarks and actions towards Gabby, so she's very justified.
So it's kind of like I see both sides. While I
No.
do agree that having Lonnie on her knees, also me myself personally. I saw the intentions of what meant in that moment. The optics were just terrible as hell. So it's just like I'm on team. Everybody can cuss each other out in this scenario.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because
but
and this isn't me defending it,
mm.
but making Lonnie beg. But it's obviously, as I'm not gonna get it made sense in a sense of I have to realize Lonnie has shot Stefan. Now, did he get in the fucking way? Absolutely. But Lonnie has shot Stefan. This is the second, well, shit, the third man that Gabby lost due to Lonnie.
Yeah, I can see I can always see Gabby not liking Lonnie. That makes sense. As a Lonnie fan,
Yeah,
as a huge
they
Lonnie
should have had. They could have had her bed,
but without getting on her knees.
It's always going to be the optics. Like, the optics of those scenes were terrible because, like, of the things leading there. But go ahead, Michael.
You know, I definitely see that. I hope y'all don't think I'm trying to excuse it, because I'm not. But it's like, based on what the story that had been written at that moment, it all made sense.
It just went a level it shouldn't have gone to.
Yeah. So, at the end of the day, I see everyone's side, and everyone has a right to cuss each other out at this point. Like, it should be on site for everyone involved.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it too. For me, it's just like she's a hypocrite because she did something
exactly
equally it racist.
That's what I was about to say. It basically put Julie and Gabby on an even playing field at this point,
and that's,
because both of them have done some racist ass shit at this point.
Exactly.
So y'all don't have to fuck with each other or any of that. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. For me, like, this is why Gabby will always get some smoke, because that was a trash ass thing to do. And Eli was completely justified in what he said to her. And also for calling out Stefan's dumbass.
Oh my God, I died. That was hilarious. He was the voice of Soap Twitter, because how many of us have said that over the years?
He was like, if we're being real, it's your own downfall for jumping your stupid ass in front of a bullet. And I was, or dumbass in front of a bullet, something like that.
I died.
Oh my God, he called it.
Listen, I cackled. And my mother looked at me like I was crazy because we were watching it together. And I'm like, Mom, that's a Soap Twitter thing. Just let me have my moment.
Yeah, it was good. And both moments felt like ad-libs, but I don't know. Especially, like, the dumbass comment. And him putting Gabby on the spot. It was good. I really enjoyed seeing that. I could have taken, like, Julie out of it. But she was there, so I had to deal. But she didn't lie, though. And what she said about Lonnie.
Is there anything
what she
else?
Did to Lonnie.
Here's the thing. Eli and Lonnie, I get. When it comes to Gabby slander, I legit don't want to hear shit from Julie. And yeah. I love Julie, but I don't want to hear shit from Julie. And let me tell you why. If we take all the racist out of character shit out of it, let's not forget the way Julie tormented Gabby.
Over Nick.
She killed Nick. And Nick was going to rape her that night when she killed him. And she knows that. Everyone knows that.
Are you talking about
actually?
No.
Actually,
not the second
time. Nick actually died, that was when she thought Nick died. When she actually, Gabby was still justified, but it was not the night, it was not the night of the almost rape.
I don't care when it happened or when he actually died. If a man tried to rape a woman and he didn't do it, but he still found ways to torment her in her life and control her in a sense, whatever happens at that point. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Gabby was completely justified in what she did. It just did not happen on that night. I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Like, Julie needs to mind her business when it comes to Gabby.
Like, that's one of those situations where, like, yeah, we know we don't fuck with each other.
But she also wasn't wrong in what she said. So it's very
confusing. Also, in this particular instance, she didn't start it. Stefan and Gabby did. Because Eli and Julie were just strolling through the town talking.
And Eli
and, she said something like,
it's
breaking my heart. What's happening with Paulina? And then Stefan's dumbass chimes in with, you mean my heart? And then the whole thing started from there. So technically, Julie didn't start it this time.
Yeah. It was Stefan who basically antagonized them. So Stefan kind of has himself to blame for starting that. But they were rightfully put in their place. Whether I agree with Julie doing it or not, or being there or not, She wasn't wrong in what she said. However, I see Michael's point. She needs to find her place and.
And move the fuck on. Just go on
But
with your
again,
lies. Like, you know what I mean?
no lies were
We
told
can
from
hate
Eli.
each other.
Yeah, but no, again, no lies were told from Eli and Julie. However, I'm gonna say, and we can probably move on from this soon. I will say this is the most in character Stefan and Gabby feel.
Yeah.
Stefan is a whole damn rapist. He is supposed to be a villain. He's not a great character. He is So
supposed to be
her
the
him
villain.
being all, well, all right. That actually makes me love her more that she did all that. That
That
works
makes
for me.
sense.
Because
He
Vivian would have did the same.
was like, that's my wife to be. Like that makes I don't ship them anymore. I don't really care about Stefan and Gabby. I'm just not feeling it. They're not vibing with me. However, that clicked. I was like, yep, that's Stefan and Gabby. This is not the dynamic we've gotten with them for the past year. We have gotten We
CEO, we've gotten business story, stupid ass story. I don't know, but this made sense. So yeah, I could see him being very proud of her for doing what she has done. So it made complete sense. That's the most in character they've been. And we're still stuck with the whole business storylines of whatever they got going for them. Lee, Megan, and it's a mess. But yeah.
Shall we move into in other news?
Yeah.
We
All
shall.
right. We've got Belle and Brady catch up. Stephanie and Chad decide to move in together. Trask gives Talia a deal after she learns about her abusive relationship with Colin. Steve and Kayla have some alone time at home. Dimitri and Gwen get closer as Leo questions Megan on their intentions with Gwen. Michael, what is your in other news pick?
Yay, I go first. I am picking Trash Gifts Talia a deal. Use Melinda Trask more. Please and thank you. Much like Miss Wu on GH, she is the future. She ate that fucking scenery alive.
In a good way.
It was amazing scene work from her, everyone involved, honestly, but she ate that shit up. I would like to see more Miss Trask in her personal life. Give her a new husband, have her adopt because you know she never got to raise Haley. There's so much you can do with that character, especially with this plot point that you've added. There's layers to this characters, and I want to see y'all unpeel them.
All right. I don't disagree. All right. What about you? What is your in other news pick?
Can you get back to me?
Sure. I will go with Stephanie and Chad decide to move in together. Fuck Chad.
Fuck him.
Mainly
Fuck him, fuck him, fuck him. Fuck him.
because this really bothered me because in the scenes right before this, he and Julie are talking, and she's talking about how much life he and the children bring into the Horton house. And immediately after that conversation, in comes Stephanie, they have their date, blah, blah. They're talking about Alex, all that bullshit, blah, blah, blah. And he suggests that they move out and find a place on their own. So Julie just tells you how happy she is to have you here, and your immediate response is to then move out. Fuck you. Like that just landed all the way wrong for me. And I didn't like it. It's very clear they're going to eventually pivot Stephanie back to Alex because her first concern in all of this was how Alex would feel about Chad taking his job. This is all just very ungood, and I don't like it.
Chad being a bitch should not surprise y'all anymore.
It doesn't, but it also annoys me because there are moments when I do like him, and then he does something that reminds me he's a bitch. But
So just
Ari,
remember that Chad is a bitch.
what is your in other news pick?
I guess Bell and
Play it
Brady.
again, Tony. I love that song.
Bell and Brady catch up.
God, those scenes are so good.
I'm not the biggest fan of them right now. I don't hate either of them, but I haven't been feeling them for a while. However, I
what
did
did
enjoy
Bell do to you?
What they've done like the last few years with the characters. Anyway, what I'm saying is I did enjoy their scenes. It's making me, oh Lord, I don't know why my voice was so high and loud. But it's making me frustrated that we don't see consistent interactions with Belle and Chloe, because she did react to Chloe living with Xander.
Listen, they got to bring up that Xander shot Marlena. Mm-hmm. I was floored.
I was shocked. And also, like, this is showing me that Chloe and Belle do not interact enough. Because had this been back in the day, she would have found out about it firsthand from Chloe. But no.
Well, let's be fair. Chloe has been so caught up with Xander that she hasn't talked to anyone. Because remember,
true.
Her and old and...
But this is not something new. They barely interact. They're supposed to be best friends, and
yeah, they haven't interacted since she was torn between Brady and Philip. And
that's
the only
2 years
reason
ago.
They had her, and the only reason they really had her interacting with Belle at that point was because Belle was there for that whole go round the first time.
Mm-hmm. It's like they pick and choose whenever they want them to interact.
I think that's a. Around, I don't want to interrupt. I'm sorry, but I think that's around the canvas issue as well.
Oh, definitely. It was just very prevalent
is.
Here.
I do feel like she was completely right about Xander, but she also made a choice to sleep with EJ last year. So she's.
This is a moment where you have to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It's very much a glass house situation, but I'm gonna pull my I don't care token.
I agree with her
because we actually got to mention that Xander shot Marlena, and that has not been mentioned since it happened. So
I overall, the scenes were great. It reminded me that Chloe and Belle need to fucking interact soon because they're supposed to be besties. And she's finding this out. Yeah, Brady was in a relationship with Chloe. He was married, la la la, all of that stuff. But that's your bestie. And you're just finding it out. But overall, great scenes. I didn't hate him.
Hey, now we can move into our segments. Michael, are you gracing us with a read this week?
Well, I was until you stole it from me. Mine was going to be Chad D'Amara.
Oh, well, I can't say I'm sorry, but...
No, no, no. It pleased me so greatly because I'm the only one who has to call Chad out on his shit. And it feels good to be seen for someone who understand my hatred for just a moment in time.
All right. Well, are you praising or shading then, Michael?
Get back to me on that one.
All right. Are you praising or shading?
Praising. Welcome back, Eli Grant. We missed you so much. Welcome back, Theo. This was so good. I was surprised, but I've really enjoyed everything with them this week. Except for maybe Rafe and Eli. No, I'm just kidding. That was fine.
I didn't even mind that. Rafe hasn't been getting on my nerves lately.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I didn't mind that either. I enjoyed Eli with his family. I enjoyed him at the police station working. He's an FBI now, so, but helping them out. I enjoyed him calling Gabby and Stefan out. Oh, it was good. Like, so good. And then Theo having to see him interact with his family, with Chad, like everyone. He's just not contained just to interact with a few characters, but a lot of characters. And next week we're gonna see him with John and Steve, if I'm not
Oh
mistaken.
my God, that makes me so happy. That
Like
makes me so happy.
it's a good return for Teal. Who the fuck is Theo? Sorry. It's a good return for him, and
I'm
I'm
gonna go ahead and say this is the best Theo stint with Cameron Johnson in the role.
yeah. I really enjoyed this. Michael, we know, but go ahead.
Have you decided if you're praising or shading, Michael?
I'm actually shading. Now, okay. This is going to sound like a jump out the window moment. Follow me.
Okay.
Walk with me. Okay, so my shade is the return of Theo. Walk with me. Walk with me, Tony. Come, get your scooter, scoot with me.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. This return has been good. Do not get me wrong. I have enjoyed it. But it has put an extra big spotlight on the miscarriage of Theo. I'm trying to think of the right words.
Using him correctly now has only reinforced how badly they've used him in the past, and you didn't like being
Yes.
reminded of that.
Yes. That's exactly what it was.
I mean, that
And
makes sense.
the fact that he's not going to be here full term. Cameron Johnson, and this might be another jump out the window moment because I grew up in the Kyler Pettis era, but Cameron Johnson has been the best Theo to me personally.
I mean, I
They
don't disagree. Go ahead. Sorry.
know what they're doing with
It
him
kind
as
of feels like
Theo.
you're breaking your own rule and shading and praising here.
That's why I'm having such a hard time. I'm trying to figure out how to loophole this, baby. Just bear with me. But it just made me so damned mad how good this was.
Because it could
Because,
have always been like this.
yes, he failed him every other turn. Now, this may be my Tierra shipper in me. But you failed him there because that should have been the triangle of this decade, Theo, Sierra, and Ben. You don't have him in town often. When he has the Demerara vote, Lexi isn't there. He has her vote. He actually has her vote and his vote. So he has a significant amount of shares. Why isn't he in the mix at Demerara? Abe is here. Abe doesn't have Lexi anymore. Yeah, he's married to Paulina, but a piece of Lexi is gone in South Africa. Why isn't he home more? He has siblings. You can bring Lonnie, you can bring Brandon back into town. Hell, he has an amazing relationship with Nicole. He has an amazing relationship with Kate. There's so many things
We
that can
actually
be
got to see
done.
that this week too. They actually talked
Yes,
about his shooting.
yes. Because even though we hate the Stefano and Kate relationship, all of Stefano's grandkids see Kate as a grandmother.
Well, for some of them, she is their.
Well, of course, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
I hate that they just don't know how to use him long term. So that is going to be my shade. The misuse of Theo Carver.
I can't fault you for that. Before I go into my praise, I just want to say that I just had a moment with myself here because Kate has been married to both of Johnny's grandfathers, and I just find that hilarious. Sorry, that was just my own little personal moment that I had to
You
share.
can't help that if he can't help that it's literally only three core families.
No, I know. It's just hilarious when you actually sit down and think how co-interconnected everything is. But
Especially, he definitely can't talk with half of his family's Uncle Peepaw and cousin grandma.
yeah, but I am going to be praising this week, and I don't know who was responsible for writing all of the scripts this week, but there were so many accurate uses of history this week that have been glaring, like glaringly missing in the recent past. So the fact that we had so many mentions, we had Alex, the history with Alex, you know, that Justin brought up when he was little. We had Theo actually getting to acknowledge his relationship with EJ, Theo and Kate getting to talk about her part in his shooting. All of this stuff with Eli and Gabby and Stefan, like there were actual accurate uses of history that felt good, and I really enjoyed that, and I want more of it. So I'm praising it, hoping we get to see more as time goes on. Does anybody have any final thoughts before I wrap this up?
Okay, I have two final thoughts. Does anyone else have any?
Nope.
No, I'm good. How about you, Ariet?
Nope.
Okay, number one, I had a dream last night that Abigail came back with a baby, which means Doug is coming back. So prepare yourself. Because there's only one option on who the fucking daddy is, and a third chabby spine is just, it's too much. If they have another, that's the four horsemen of the apocalypse. But my second one, I realized, what are we on, 103 now? That I missed the 100th episode, and that's weird considering I'm the creator. This is a moment where I get a little sentimental, which is weird. And we will never talk about this moment ever, ever again after this. The way this podcast started with such a simple throwaway tweet. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that that one tweet would help me find a medium where I can be my full unadulterated self. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that I would find my second family who loves me through all my faults, who supports me when I'm feeling down, who goes out of their way to provide me with cable. Here's looking at you, Tony. And and actually take interest in my slightly more obscure things. Here's looking at you again, Tony. Tony, you are the second platonic love of my life. You are my friend. You get me more than anyone in this world ever does. Ariette, we fuss and fight and we pick up the bazookas for each at each other, but I will fly to Sweden and beat any ass for you.
Oh, likewise.
Dylan is the oldest of the group, and she is the Mona Kane of the group. She holds us together. She's the glue. She's there for us. Sarah is new to the group. I'm younger than her, but she's the baby, and we're got her raising hell in the group chat now, so God willing, she's gonna pick up in the next year, folks. And grandpa. But yeah, grandpa. I'm kidding. Nick is my enemy, but he's my enemy. If y'all fuck with him, I'll kill all of you. And for that, I am eternally grateful. So here's to 103 episodes. Hopefully this show lasts long enough so we can make it to another 103. And that is my final thought.
Oh, that's so
Well,
sweet.
That is so sweet, and I honestly can't say anything better than that. So I am just going to wrap it up
We will
here, and we'll
never mention this moment of sweetness and kindness ever again.
and we will see y'all next week. Bye, everybody.
I have vitro backup. I'm dying. It's like sepsis.
And I will use this against you every time.
Oh, yeah. See, this is why I don't be sweet to people. You better off being a bitch. Look at Sloan. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.